9NN mobile monitoring.
Okay, DYS, is that you, Chester?
Oh, negative. That was Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, AB9NN, John and Beulah.
AB9NN, top of the morning.
Hi, good morning. Just heading out to our Benzie Area Radio Friends monthly breakfast this morning in honor. Certainly welcome to attend that. More the merrier. How's everything with you today?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We're over in Mackinac City. Getting ready to eat some grub.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that link computer system is something. It's good clear contact, definitely.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, we're out here camping. I got a little temporary base set up here, so just thinking around. I just wanted to get back to you. I gotta do some things here. Thanks for the invite to the breakfast. Unfortunately, I cannot make it, but appreciate it. You have a good time there. And I'll say 73K8DYS.
Okay, 73, and thanks for the conversation. Have a good time up and around the island, and yeah, we have that monthly breakfast last Saturday of every month, so you're always welcome to attend, and the more the merrier. Have a great day. AB9NN Mobile will be monitoring for a bit.
KENRU.
KCAFU.
AE8RK. AE8RK, portable. AE8RK portable.
KE8FJW monitoring.
AE8RK portable.
Good morning. How's everything over your way, KE8FJW?
AE8RK portable.
KSA-EDQ listening.
KFADDQ, Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Hey, good morning, how are you? I'm just, I'm out on the Asabo here. I'm camping out at Lao Dam and couldn't help but listen. And hey, good morning to you. How's it going? The first name is Mike here.
Hi, Mike. Name here is Ralph. A beautiful day. Warm, not hot, a little bit of a breeze, and I'm out for a walk. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go, but I've got my handy. I'm over by the high school in Petoskey, and I'm going to walk toward Harbor Springs, and when I'm tired, I'll call my wife and she'll come get me. So, how are things on the Asabo? Were you part of that race?
Yeah, Ralph. It sounds like a fantastic plan on the walk there. I've got three dogs, so I go on walks quite frequently when I'm at home. But, yeah, I am participating in the canoe marathon. It starts at around 9 o'clock tonight, and it goes all through the night, and I am reporting on canoes that land here at Lao Dam. So I've been camping out here for the past 2-3 days or so. I've got my 891 here so I can play FOTA, and I gotta pack up all my stuff today so I can just jump in the boat tomorrow morning and start reporting in on the canoe marathon.
Oh, real good. Well, it's great that there's ham radio involvement in that. And I am actually the ARRL Michigan section manager. And if there's any way anyone you can contact who can just give me a short report on, you know, how many people were involved in monitoring the canoe race, maybe a couple of photos, that would be fabulous. And I would pass it on.
Well, Ralph, I just got, there's been a lot of emails flying around back and forth. So I have all of the participants, and I have timers, and, you know, there's probably a dozen hams involved. There's quite a few of them, and a lot of them are on the KAOAR repeater in the morning, or at least a few of them are anyway. But, yeah, this is my first year participating, so I just got my license last year, and since I come out here on the Asabo, and I probably come out here on Lao Dam maybe 4 or 5 times a year, and the other parts of the river, you know, another 4 or 5 times a year. So I like to come out here, it's just about every other weekend during the summer, and I bring my dogs out here, and we just enjoy God's green earth while we're out here.
Oh, perfect, Mike. Absolutely perfect. I have to admit, I have not been on the Asabo in almost 70 years, but I was fishing on it on one of the lakes, dammed up lakes. They were new lakes. I can't remember what it. The names Cook and Foot ring a bell, but I have them confused in my head. And we weren't catching anything except snags, you know. I was 7 years old, and it was just all morning long. It was hot, sunny. Dad, I've got a snag, and he'd pull it up and put a new hook and worm on it. We were getting ready to go, and the same thing happened. I said, Dad, I got a snag. And my dad started pulling the line up, and something heavy was coming up with the line. And we were in 50 feet of water or more, and it took quite a while to get that heavy object within view. And coming up, we just saw something dark in the water. Water wasn't so clear. And then right below the surface, we identified it. I had hooked an outboard motor, and then the line broke. 1958.
Yeah, okay, Ralph. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed fishing. We do a little bit of that out here on the Asabo, although we're probably not, we don't catch much beyond bluegill and sunfish and whatnot. And usually we're just throwing a bobber out and drowning worms because I'm from Saginaw. And my QTH is in Saginaw, but I like to come up here several times a year. And, this K9 or N9 KOP repeater, which is usually linked up to the Northern Michigan network, is easily reachable from the campsite, so I like to listen in on it. But I found there's a Facebook group. You can search on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, or just Google it. You can Google Asabo River Canoe Marathon, and there's a Facebook group, and there's also a .org website, Asabo River Canoe Marathon.org, and they've got pictures up and stuff like that. But I do have a contact for you if you want to look them up on QRZ.
Well, I'm walking, and I realize I left all my writing implements at my sister-in-law's house. So maybe you can tell me that, and there's an odd chance I could remember what. But it would be easier for me to remember the club name that's organizing the communication support. Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo Portable.
Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo 8 Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. Yeah, Ralph, I'm going to be out here all day, honestly, so I might be playing a little bit of POTA, but if you and I will turn off my dual bander when I'm doing that. But if you come back out here and I hear you, maybe you'll have a piece of paper and a pen. You can write something down. Or I can look you up on QRZ and shoot you an email real quick.
Oh, okay. My call sign is good at ARRL.net or ARRL.org. So it's Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo at ARRL.net or org.
Yeah, got you. Let me shoot you, I'll shoot you an email with a couple of links and the call sign of my main contact. He's kind of like the organizer of all the ham radio operators that participate in the canoe marathon.
Oh, that would be stellar, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem, Ralph. But I'll let you go on your walk, and there's not much else going on here. I'm just kind of chilling here. My dogs are in the tent, and they're taking a nap. After they get their breakfast, they need to take a nap for about 3-4 hours, and then probably walk around the campsite a little bit with them and just kind of relax. So that's really all we're going to be up to today. KFA-EDQ.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, you'll have your work cut out for you tonight, but I appreciate it, and wishing you a safe canoe marathon, and have fun. I appreciate your help. AARK.
Yep, no problem. AARK, KFA-EDQ, I'll be clear and listening.
Kilo Echo 8 November Romeo Uniform. Kilo Echo 8 November Romeo Uniform.
KE8NRU, here is Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo. Don't be shy now. KE8RK, portable. Alpha, Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo, portable. AARK portable, Conway.
AARK, WBA.5W. Good afternoon. Sir, name's Jim. I just programmed in the repeater and figured I'd check and see if it actually works. Over.
Okay, Jim, this is Ralphie, ERK. I just walked from Petoskey to Conway, and curious if there's a coffee house or food or anything like that here. I think this is the end of my walk. I'm going to find somewhere to cool down and call my wife.
Yeah, where you're in Conway, I can look online for you if you'd like, over.
Sure, if you want. That's what the map says anyway. Conway.
Yeah, let me see what Google brings up. Stand by.
Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo, portable 8.
A8, okay, WB8 outside, W. I did a bit of looking on Google. Nothing much comes up in Conway. I look for coffee houses, diners, things of that nature. I'm not sure how much lunch you're going to have there. But then, of course, Google's not necessarily that authoritative. But I couldn't really come up with anything here that's, I think, going to help you out, over.
Okay, real good. Well, I thought that might be the case. Walking into town, and I might see something. There's a hotel here, and I'm parked in front of it, but there's no name on it, so who knows? Maybe it isn't really a park and ride. And I passed a spa, real nice spa, closed. So, this is not going to be a hotbed of activity. But, thanks a bunch. I will, see what KD8ESJ and KC8NEW are up to via cell phone. 888RK.
Sounds good, yeah. Sorry, couldn't be of more help. I'm not from that area. I'm actually not from this area, although I know the Bensie County, area pretty well, Benzonia, Frankfurt, places like that, but I've actually lived down in southwest Michigan, so good luck there, and enjoy the beautiful weather while it lasts, and hey, thanks for the call. Be safe, and maybe talk to you again soon. AA8RK, WB8SI, W Mobile.
Now, it's always this way, I'm somewhere new, and I put out a call, and I expect to hear someone I've never talked to before, but that doesn't happen. 73-888-RK.
3-WB-8-S-I-W.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring. Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Uniform, Alan, over here at Cook Dam for a radio check. KC8EHW, WB8SIW, you're good readable, sir, over. Yeah, thank you very much for that. I'll be there working tomorrow, canoe race. and working with another guy, a radio operator, of course, and I'll be writing down the canoe numbers, hours, minutes, seconds, and then calling them into the finish line there and us. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow, starting around 8:30 to about 1 in the afternoon. It should be over here at Cook Dam, I think. So it depends how they run tomorrow. It depends on how much it rains tomorrow, too, or whatever.
Hi, WBA.5W. Very good. Yeah, it sounds like a good public service event. Is that going to be on this repeater, over?
Yes, sir. Roger on that. Yep. Haven't used a repeater here for the last few years. I've had trouble, getting them. They're pretty far away. And last year I used a handheld 800 megahertz, which worked real well. That's my backup, but I don't think I need any backup here. I actually reached it from East Powell's. I live in East Powell's, my wife and I, and I was sitting in my driveway, and I pulled it up, and they said they could just read me. So, yeah, I'm happy about that. I just come out here to check it out, and I'm going to go back and get ready for tomorrow. I'll be leaving about 7 o'clock or so to come back over here. All right, thanks for the radio report. You have a good day. This is KZ8EHU Mobile. 73, back to you.
WBA.5W, yeah, very good. Yeah, I used to help out regularly with the sled dog race, the 200-mile sled dog race up there in Michigan, Southern Peninsula. And I built up a VHF man pack so I could run, a portable, 2-meter radio at a higher power than a handheld. And you could also strap it to your back, and if you had to go out on a snowmobile, and I modified a surveyor's backpack with the antenna post on it, and worked really good. Could run up birds of 25 watts, VHF, and could pretty much always hit the repeater with a good reliable signal. And I still have that. I've used it occasionally on public service events and the like when I was in marginal areas, and with the new lithium iron phosphate batteries, have a lot of capacity. You can make one that's not particularly heavy. Anyway, good luck with the event tomorrow. Maybe I'll tune in and listen in. Sounds like fun. 73K, I think you said KCADHW, WBA.5W73.
Roger on that. Take care, 73s to you there. KCADHU. We'll be clear.
Okay, KCADHU, gotcha. WBA.5W, have a great day.
Roger, I'd be saying your call sign, but you say it pretty fast. I have troubles picking up the call signs anyway. I don't have my hearing aid in either. I definitely got to wear that tomorrow. Got my hearing aid in. So, okay, very good. 73's there.
Yeah, I guess that's why there's phonetic alphabet. Anyway, it's Whiskey, Bravo 8, Sierra, India, Whiskey. WB8SIW73.
Hey, Roger, I'm at KZ8EAQ Mobile. We're clear.
CB9NN mobile monitoring. AB9NN mobile monitoring. KEAWW monitoring.
KFA, AMA, KTSH Mobile. KFA, AMA, KTSH Mobile. KTSH Mobile monitoring.
KTSH, this is K5, KJW. Now I have you loud and clear, over.
Roger that, sir. Yeah, I'm just on my way over to Alcona Dam. I'm going to set up my little tower tonight and get settled in for 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Outstanding. I'm here at Masters, and when we're done here, we'll be heading over to 4001. Over.
Roger that. A little while ago, I had a phone call with Dan, KFA AMA, and he just got set up for the Maya repeater, and do you want me to do a radio check with him? I'm way over, but apparently he's getting ready to watch for the start of the race. We got another hour already, I guess. So, thanks, and I'm hoping I'm that clear once I get over to the dam there. Anyhow, so, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. KE, TSH.
K5, KJW.
KFA,
thank you.
Echo, K5KZW, K5KZW, over. That's control, that's control.
AMH mobile.
KF8 AMA mobile, KSH mobile. KF8 AMA, KSH mobile.
Pretty good. We're just camping right now. Are they doing the canoe race this weekend?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention, so I haven't been incredibly radioactive.
I was just curious. I heard some chatter about it. I thought it could be this weekend. I thought it was the last weekend in July, but I don't even know what day it is. Alright, I was just curious. I'll be standing by. Good hearing you. Are you out driving around?
Yeah, I made a trip down to Baldwin. I'm actually on Thompsonville Highway right now, heading towards the Hammered Heifer for some dinner here.
Alright, well, have a good supper. And I'll be monitoring, so I think we're pulling out of here tomorrow afternoon, so. But yeah, we're just getting ready for the fireworks here in a little bit. 10 o'clock, they're going to be blasting them off. They're supposed to be anyway, so we'll see. Alright, have a good supper. UIS, standing by.
Sounds good, Ryan. Catch you later. Any UAH, mobile.
KZ8TSH Mobile, just want to jump in and say, yeah, the race starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Sweet. Are you guys watching them pull out? Okay, do I have standby?
This is K5KZW. I was just monitoring that. Yeah, the race starts at 9 p.m. Trailing this frequency is good. It's off and on all into tomorrow morning. It finishes up the cross. So, over to
you. Roger, roger. Are you guys going to be utilizing this system for a little bit of it?
Yes, that is correct.
KHQL.
Test, test, test. Anybody out there?
This is KSH at Alcona Dam. Got my tower up. Can I get a signal report?
Hear loud and clear.
Roger that. Thank you very much. KSH, clear.
KSH, keep you there.
That last station, were you calling KATSH?
KATQL. No, I was just doing a radio check for you. Looks like you got someone else there, Bort.
Well, thank you for the comeback. Yeah, I just put up a 25-foot mast on the back of my pickup truck and at Alcona Dam. It's pretty low here, so I wanted to see how I was doing getting into this, into Cameron's repeater. KATSH, I'll be clear.
This is VK2GAP in Sydney, Australia. Is someone out there that can direct me to what's going on here? I've never been on the system before, so I'm just trying things out. This is VK2GAP in Sydney, Australia. Thank you.